The next example I've got here is WikiEducator. Is everyone familiar with Wikipedia? Okay, so I don't spend much time on that. So you're familiar with Wiki technology. What we've done is we've set up a Wiki, which we are using for the collaborative authoring and development of free content. It's a new initiative. It's sponsored by the Commonwealth of Learning, and we provide this service free of charge to anyone on the planet to use. But predominantly, it's the voice for the developing world to have the space to develop free content. And if you go and look at all the requirements, the license that we use is a Creative Commons share-alike license. So it's got a free content license, and you can do all those things. So it meets the requirements of free content. Have you ever wondered about this? Using these cutting-edge technologies and using things like free software and all the rest of it. I just quickly, before I came today, I went and did a Lexa.com search to see Wikipedia's positioning. They are currently, at the moment, the 12th most visited website on the planet. In 2006, their website traffic, the red curve there, overtook America, AOL, of course. And this is an initiative. I mean, it's a phenomenon of the current age. I mean, there was this vision, well, we're going to develop the world's largest online encyclopedia, and it's been done. How many of you are familiar with the Newpedia project? Okay, Newpedia was the project that preceded Wikipedia. And the Newpedia, and in fact, the same people that Jimmy Wales was also involved with Newpedia. And the project was also to develop a free online encyclopedia. But what they did is they got a bunch of foundation money together, and they were paying experts to develop content. And the thinking was, well, if you know, we get these experts to develop this content, we're going to get this high-quality encyclopedia. After 2 years, they had the sum total of 24 articles. And they saw that this model was not going to work. And this is where the inspiration came for the current Wikipedia that we know about, which is an open content authoring model. And nobody is paid to develop content for this model. And what has in fact happened is lay people have started creating content, and the experts have come in to tidy it up. It's a wonderful model. So part of our thinking is, well, at the Commonwealth of Learning, well, how can we use these technologies? Because this is actually not a technology. This is about society. How can we leverage this potential of society for education, for development? And hence the setting up of WikiEducator. And that's the homepage of WikiEducator. You can go and have a look. We started this wiki from scratch. And what is developed there in terms of how it's developed has been determined by the community. Our aim is simple. We want to turn the digital divide into digital dividends using free content and open networks. And my question always is, I hope you can help us. So any content you want to create and distribute, please help us. I mean, it's a very exciting and interesting project. But the big issue for Africa and other places of the developing world is, how do you get access to this content? Because if you don't have access to the internet, how are you going to benefit from it? And these are some of the projects we are working on. There's another piece of open source software, the e-learning HTML editor, which I had an association with when I was in New Zealand. It's a piece of free software. It's an authoring tool designed specifically for teachers to package content for learning. And we're going to be working on finding more intelligent ways of pulling that content out of WikiEducator and packaging it in a way that is easily reconfigure it and recustomize it. And just out of interest, this uses a bunch of international specifications for the packaging, and you'll be able to run it in any IMS content package compliant learning management system, which is about every learning management system in the world. What is also interesting is that you'll be able to take this content that is developed collaboratively and package it using a template we've got in OpenOffice. It's just a simple template, which you can then create print-based learning materials. This is a bit of an interim measure where the real exciting stuff is happening is here. Would it be possible from a wiki-based technology to automatically generate a customized print-based document for distribution in the schools. Now think of this. There are 1.7 million free articles in the Wikipedia encyclopedia. Surely some of that content has huge benefit for kids in schools that don't have textbooks. Now, how do I get some of that content to learners that don't have access? And I did a practical example. When I went to Kenya, I wanted to show that there are technologies available that can do this. So I wanted to create a book on Kenya, you know, the Swahili language and the Maasai. And that's what I did. I went to a website called Pedia Press. Have anyone come across Pedia Press? It's a web service. Unfortunately, it's a commercial web service. But what you can basically go and do is you can go to this website and do, with a couple of search terms, it will go and search for Wikipedia articles and dump them locally on this web service. And you can now create a book which will spit out a PDF for you, all automatically. So the significance of this is a school teacher could go to the local internet cafe and customize a book according to their purposes. Because their license allows them to adapt and modify, they can change whatever they like, and they can get the master copy of the print version to distribute to kids in schools that don't have textbooks. Right, in closing, I just want to briefly introduce some of the projects we're working with at the Commonwealth of Learning, and this is more or less our strategy. The main focus of our strategy is to build community around free content, and all the work that we are doing around e-learning is free content. We're not doing any work around closed proprietary formats. We're focusing on building capacity in terms of how we can enhance the skills of folk, developing content, and making the connections. I've talked already a little bit about Wiki Educator. It's about developing free content that can be used for teaching and learning. It's also a wiki that is being used to help plan projects around free content. We have an interesting area in the website. If you've got any interesting ideas for funding proposals, okay, if you've got any interesting ideas for funding proposals on either free software or free content, please feel free to develop your funding proposal as free content. Now you might ask yourself, but why would you want to do that? Because this is what one of my colleagues asked me. If all your funding proposals you are developing are being developed as free content, what if somebody steals them? You don't get the opportunity. I said, well, I really don't mind, because if somebody else has greater success in getting the funding to make some of this stuff happen, the job is going to get done. So this is part of the philosophy. So if you want to help get the job done, and have any great ideas for funding proposals that you want to make available as free content, you can use this space. It's free. So that's what Wiki Educator is. I should also mention that the University of London will be hosting a mirror site of Wiki Educator, because they came to us and said, listen, we want to get a little bit into this action on wikis in education. How can we do it? I said, well, host a mirror site for me. So the University of London will be hosting a mirror site of Wiki Educator for us. But they're taking it a step further and going to be starting a project called Wiki Researcher, which I don't know how this is going to work, but it's pretty exciting, because how we have faculty working together on collaborative research projects that are developing the published content as free content. And that should be pretty neat. We'll see how it goes. The Commonwealth of Learning is also working with a project called the Virtual University for Small States of the Commonwealth. Now, we didn't choose the name. Okay, this was the education ministers of the small states. Roughly about 54% of the states in the world have a population of less than 5 million people. Now, even within the Commonwealth, we have a number of states that have a population of lower than 5 million people. Now, that creates a number of very interesting challenges, particularly if you're wanting to provide higher education locally. You very often don't have the infrastructure or the funding to set up a university in a small state. So it makes sense to collaborate. And this is an initiative. There are currently at the moment 27 of the small states of the Commonwealth where the ministers have signed up and asked the Commonwealth of Learning to facilitate the development of the so-called virtual university for small states of the Commonwealth. But it's not a bricks and mortar hard or virtual institution. It is really a network of institutions. And we've already started with content development. We had the first boot camp in Mauritius where there were 15 countries working together on the wiki, creating free content. Access to ICT skills in Africa is, or in the developing world, is a huge challenge. Also, I don't know if you're aware, but 34% of all software installed on desktops across the world is pirate software. The Global Software Piracy Study. When you start going into the developing regions of the world, you'll see that that rate, piracy rate, increases to around about 80%. And we at the Commonwealth of Learning have a fundamental problem with people being forced into using pirate software for lack of funds, particularly when there is a free equivalent available. There's absolutely no reason whatsoever for anyone to be using pirate software, because you do have the free software equivalents available. So we've launched a project which is called the Computer Navigator Certificate, where we're going to provide ICT skills training in the use of free software tools and make this freely available as free content for any institution on the, in the world to teach and build ICT skills. We have another project called the FLOSS, which is the acronym which stands for Free Libre Open Source Software for Education Project, where African educators are getting together in building free content, but not only building free content using free software tools. And this project was launched now 2 weeks ago in Nairobi, was the reason I was in Kenya. WikiEd Professional is a sub-project within WikiEducator, and it's an area where we're developing professional resources for professional development. In education, which is being developed as free content. And we're also doing a lot of work in facilitating technology innovation. And I firmly believe that this is where there are huge opportunities for a very strong relationship between institutions like Penn State University and the rest of the developing world in helping to build the technological solutions that are going to work in developing society contexts. Because there's a very interesting relationship here, because if you get this right in the developing world, you can be sure it will work here in the US.